California RV.
Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Is this Sandra?
Yes.
Perfect. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Sure.
Perfect. Yeah, it looks like you went online and were interested in some of our working capital and equipment financing programs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Just need to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on the business, and then we can get started. I'll answer any questions and point you in the right direction. Sound good?
Okay.
All right. And are you the 100% owner here, Sandra?
Yes.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business?
26 years.
Perfect. And the name of the business, California RV Rentals?
California RV.
Okay. And is that the DBA name as well?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. And could you please confirm the address I have on file?
6922 26th Street, Rio Linda, California, 95673.
All right, perfect. And one last one. Are you a corporation, sole prop, or LLC?
Sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor.
Perfect. All right, tell me a little bit about what you're planning to do, what your goals are. I'd be happy to help you here.
Well, I don't need a lot of money, you mm-hmm. know, probably anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000, and I just need to upgrade some tools and just some working capital.
Okay. Perfect. What kind of just general tools around the shop here? Because that might fall under equipment financing, which mm-hmm. tends to just be a cheaper loan, just because it's a secured loan of some, you know, equipment and or any tangible objects versus unsecured working capital.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean secured loan? How does that work? I don't understand.
Yeah, okay. So a secured loan is a collateral-based loan. Think your typical car loan. So, you know, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments, you stop paying, we repossess it. Pretty simple stuff. Working cap.
Well,
yeah.
How do you get a title to a tool?
it does qualify. You don't need like a specific title, but it does qualify as something tangible that we can take. You know, office equipment like computers, desks, even a point of sale system. That all falls under equipment financing.
I gotcha.
So on the other side, working capital. Different type of loan, completely different. These are a lot shorter term, so we're talking like 3 months to 18 months. You know, they go out to about 24 months for first-time customers with good credit. Mm-hmm. And these are no collateral at all. It's basically you get a lump sum loan from what you're approved for. Say you're looking for $5,000, you would deposit $5,000, same thing as cash, right into your business checking account. And mm-hmm. we don't follow the money. You know, if you default, it's all on the business, so it's not under your personal name. So basically, mm-hmm. all of the risk is on us for those loans. So those tend to be a little bit more expensive than, let's say, a car that we can go repossess.
Right.
And yeah, but there are upsides to it. It's not based on credit per se. It's mostly based on revenues. So if you have not so good credit, we can get you what you need, and you can, you know, get your equipment that way. But it's just a different type of loan.
I have not so good credit.
Okay. Yeah, and honestly, for something like small like this, you want to just grab some new tools, maybe have a little extra for some cash flow to pay off some bills, stuff like that, right?
Right.
Exactly. Right. And it's $5,000, you know, the minimum here. You know, you could get a little bit more. I mean, I guess to get a better picture of what you're looking at, what are your gross annual sales from last year?
It was about $100,000.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, that's pretty much our minimum requirement. We like to, you know, free up around 8 to 12% of that as far as the unsecured capital goes. So we probably get you anywhere between $8,000 and $10,000. If we did, you know, would that be something you're looking into, or is just $5,000 is really all you need right now?
Really, just $5,000 is pretty much all I need right now.
Okay. And would one of those shorter terms be okay with you? Maybe something in the 6 to 12 month range?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, for $5,000, honestly, it's not going to be, you know, too much of a burden, I imagine, as far as cash flow goes.
Right.
And Sandra, you wouldn't believe some people, you know, same situation as you, making $100,000 in revenue, are asking for, yeah, I need $60,000 unsecured. And we're like, that's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen, buddy. But yeah, you're actually one of the more reasonable people. Sounds like you got a pretty level head here, because it's mostly for them. Like, we just don't want to give you, you know, I would love to give you a very big loan, but honestly, like, you won't afford it. You won't pay us back, and it's
right,
not, exactly. So five seems like very, very manageable for you. And will you be okay with daily payments? Because we do offer daily, weekly, and monthly. But to be totally honest, the weekly and monthly, you have to have pretty good credit to get those options.
Daily, huh?
Yeah, have you dealt with anything like that?
No.
Well, this is how it works. It's set up as an ACH payment, which will automatically debit out the amount that we need. And it's not okay. Every day. It's only business days, about 21 times a month. So just to give you a good idea here, say we got you 6 months on 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
1 second. So, with no interest, you'd be looking at around $40 a day. So, it's just because it's an unsecured
loan. Interesting, I've just never heard of that.
Yeah, it's just because on these unsecured loans, since basically all of the risk is on the lender, they like to get as much money as consistently as possible before somebody defaults. Because once they, you know, if you defaulted on a whole month, instead of defaulting on like $40, you know, you'd be defaulting on, you know, $900 or $850. So it's just a way for them to just make sure they get everything up until the point you default. It just mitigates risk for them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just depending on credit. That's why it is. Like, if you have 800 credit, you'll get a monthly payment, because they're like, this guy's good for the money, it doesn't
well,
matter.
I don't.
Yeah, exactly. If you're sitting in the 500s, you're probably going to get the daily payments. Which
I think I'm sitting in the 400s. I don't know.
Honestly, Sandra, it's no worries. You know, we can get you what you need. I actually got somebody, I want to say a month and a half ago. Now, again, they did $1 million in revenue a year, but he had a 484 mm-hmm. credit score, and we got him $80,000 unsecured.
Wow.
So, it does, you know, it happens. Just right on that 8 to 12%, right? Just like I said.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for your situation, you've definitely, we can help you out here, even though, you know, you don't have the best credit. Mm-hmm. So, have you dealt with any loans in the past like this? Doesn't sound like it, right?
No, huh?
But do you typically...
No, I've never had a daily payment.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what was your last, I guess, lending, borrowing experience? Was it for equipment? Was it a capital loan?
Gosh, I can't remember. It's been a while. I normally don't like to ask for anything. I just, you know, try to make it
save
on
up.
My own.
Mm-hmm.
But I just had a... couple little setbacks in the past 4 months. So
I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not unusual.
Yeah.
Tell me about the business a little bit. What do you guys do? Do you just bring on old RVs, kind of restore them and sell them? Do you sell anything new?
Well, we actually repair RVs. We do everything beyond the chassis. And so that's why I was kind of like, okay, daily, I can do that. You know, that's not a problem. It just sounded weird because a lot of my customers, like, I've got three jobs in here right now that are several thousand dollars in repairs, so it doesn't happen overnight, you know. But that doesn't mean I don't, you know, I wouldn't be able to make a $40 payment every day. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, and that's with no interest. With interest, you're going to be looking more around $50, $55, somewhere in that area. I mean, again, these are totally just... I like to give a number with zero interest, so that's ballpark. It'd be 40 with no interest. To add a little interest on there, you're probably paying right 50, maybe 60 bucks. Manageable, though.
Right, right.
All right.
And
so, as far as term length, what were you looking for exactly? Like, I know I kind of just laid it on you that it'd be a little bit shorter.
If I could keep the payment down, if it's going to be a daily payment, if I could keep the payment down as low as possible, mm-hmm. for now at least, that would be more appealing to me. Now, I also would like to know, is there, can you pay it off early? Or
yeah, you actually get a pretty good, if you pay, here's the way it works with paying it off early. You have to do it before halfway through the loan.
Oh, okay.
I think it's either, it depends on what program. Some of them you have to pay it before or you have to wait till after. But you do get a discount, actually, on your remaining interest, which is nice. I mean, your loan's not large. So, you know, if you pay it back early, save a couple $100. But it's not going to hurt you, because I know some lenders will actually penalize you for early payback, which to me makes absolutely no sense. But
right, that's
just them being greedy.
Asking.
That's just them being greedy. Well, just because if you pay it off early, then they can't charge you interest for what you have, so that doesn't work out for them. So, don't worry about that. That's actually going to help you if you decide to, you know. That's why I kind of encourage people. We're going to shoot for the longest term possible, so that way your payments are low, it's manageable, you're not obligated to pay anything more than you want, but you have a good month, anything goes well for you, you want to just get rid of it, you'll actually save some money. It's encouraged. So,
well, that's the thing. See, this time of year, eventually when it starts raining and things, that's when I'm going to be getting more of those larger jobs and things like that. So I was thinking, you know, hey, you know, if I got a 12-month, just say 12-month period to pay it off, if I was able to pay it off in January or February, that, because I probably could, you know.
Yeah. So just some running a couple numbers, and just to give you a kind of what you're looking at, if we got you something around 8 months, you're looking about $40-$45 a day. Again, this is completely, I haven't seen bank statements or anything like that, but just to give you a relative idea, 6 months is going to be more in the $50 to $55 a day. Mm-hmm. But, like, again, your loan's not too big. This seems pretty manageable for you.
And what do you need from me?
Oh, it's very simple. The application, it's one page.
Mm-hmm.
6 months of business bank statements, business tax return, the most recent one. And do you take credit cards at all, Sandra?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have merchant processor statements?
No, I do Square.
I was just going to ask, those guys make my job so much more difficult, because they don't do those traditional merchant statements.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just send me your Square report, tax returns, and again, I'll put this in the email for you, but tax return, mm-hmm. bank statements, applications, Square
now,
report.
I haven't filed my taxes for last year yet.
Right, do you have 14?
Yeah, I have 14.
Hey, we can work with that.
I normally always do it in October. That's why, you know, I've just been doing it that way for years.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. You're not the only one. You just write that down.
So I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember what 14 said. I know last year, I know I grossed $100,000. Because I was like, when I did the end of the year stuff last year, I was telling, because we're a family business, and I was telling my son, hey, we hit a little over the $100,000 mark, man.
Yeah.
Because my husband passed away in 08, and I told him, you know, hey, we're happy because that was the largest year that we'd had since doing this by ourselves without dad around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand it can be tough, man. Especially family businesses. It's like, sometimes you got to yell at them or you'd be a little more tough.
Well, we know how to separate business and personal.
Good,
you know,
good.
And there's times, you know, when we're out in the shop doing something, lifting something heavy, and everybody's screaming, and then when it's over, and we're just back to being family.
I can imagine. Have you looked elsewhere for financing at all for this, or, you know, gone to your local bank? Or
I have a couple times. I haven't gone to the bank because I knew they'd just laugh me out of there because my credit score is so low. It's like 4-something. I don't remember now. I just, because I had applied online at another place, and they sent me my credit score. I think it was like 432.
Ooh.
That's why I'm surprised
why
you're even
so
talking
low?
To me. I don't know.
So
I don't understand. You know, it might have been 482. I don't remember, but it was, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've got a couple judgments against me, but, you know.
That could be it. Why. I mean, do you have, are those settled? What's the status of those?
No, huh?
Mm-hmm. No problem.
No.
I mean, we're gonna do our best. You know, we do have a 9 out of 10 approval rating on the working capital, so it is pretty easy to get people approved. You got a low credit score, not gonna lie, but
if you approve me, I'll be shocked. You know, I will. Because yeah, I have tried other avenues and no one wants to talk to me.
Hey, we're not like that. That's what these loans are for, man. It's for people that haven't been able to get something from the bank. So and the problem, I mean, we look at the tax returns and that's nice, but that's why we ask for the bank statements, because we're basically gonna make the loan predicated on bank statements. We're gonna see how much you're bringing in, what you can afford, what you can afford to pay back, and we'll spit out some numbers for you. And again, we get that in about 24 hours too, so we're pretty quick on our end once we get our paperwork from you. So you'll know what your options are.
Don't make me suffer any longer.
Yeah,
no. Just tell me no now. You know,
if you can get me that today, I can have you some numbers for tomorrow even. So yeah, we move pretty quickly. It's always nice because people are used to that 30-day waiting period with your bank, and it's just not fun.
You need all the pages of the bank statements or just the first one?
I would need them all if you can. Do you do any online banking? It should be pretty easy. Just get a PDF file of each month and email it over. But
I set it up for online banking, but I hardly ever use it, you know.
Yeah, if you can go look at your bank, a lot of banks will have the bank statements on the online banking, and you could just download the files right there for each month and just put them into an email, send them over. It should be pretty easy. You can scan them and fax them, or scan them and email them over. Seriously, whatever works best for you. Customers do either way.
That's a lot of pages to scan and fax. Or
yeah, I know. Trust me, it's also a pain to get them and then put them together on my.
right.
I must have spent 2 or 3 hours. I had like 3 or 4 customers send me all their bank statements at once, all faxed, and it was a nightmare, to say the least. That's my job.
Well, I'll try to do it on the line thing.
Yeah, no worries. So do you have any current loans out on the business at all right now, Sandra?
No, huh?
Nothing at all? Good. That's always helpful. All right, yeah, what's a good email for me to shoot this over to?
Mrs. M-R-S.
M-R-S.
C-A-L-R-V at gmail.com.
Perfect. How'd you guys get started in this business?
My husband's parents were in the same business for 20 years. We used to do rentals, and I did those for 20 years. But when the economy took a nosedive in 08, I just kind of got rid of my fleet, and I just concentrated on repairs, and I do some storage. But, we kind of patterned ourselves after them, and they were mom and pops, and my husband helped them in their business. And so we had 7 boys, and...
Oh wow!
Plenty of workers, you know, and 2 girls.
Should have had a farm.
I know, right? Well, I actually married a man with 8 children.
Oh, okay.
So, I have 1, but anyway, yeah. When we got together, the youngest was in diapers. So
that's funny.
They pretty much all call me mom still.
Yeah, it happens. I had a customer last week. He's just having his 10th kid, and I was like, "You, my friend, are absolutely insane."
No shit. No shit. Them boys can eat. Let me tell you.
I know, man. I'm 1 of 6, so I got a good idea of what your house looks like. You know, I'm the oldest too, so it changes the way you eat. Dinner comes on the table. There's no words. You just start grabbing stuff.
That's right. Yeah. I know my mom was the 11th of 12, and she said if you wanted seconds, you just had to eat fast.
Fast. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. It's actually carried on into my adult life. I have to like think about eating when I'm out in public and just.
Not
look like a savage.
I know. I have to like concentrate on that too, because I've just gotten to work. Especially nowadays, because I'm running the business, I'm doing his job and my job. I have for 8 years now, so so when I do eat, I'm just like, I know I need to eat, so I just hurry up and eat, and then
shovel
move
it
on.
In your mouth,
you know,
yeah.
So yeah, one of my stepsons took me out a couple weeks ago to a restaurant downtown. I had to concentrate. Okay, you're in public, Sandra.
Yeah.
Remember that. You know, don't look like a goofball when you're eating.
Don't dump the ranch dressing into your mouth after you eat.
Right. Right. Oh my God.
Alright, well, I think we got mostly what we needed here. I guess, could you quantify, what your return on investment would be for this? I mean, you know, is it just going to make things easier for you? Are the tools unusable right now?
It's going to make things easier for me, and some of our tools need to be upgraded. And then, like I said, I just need a little working capital right now. I'm got jobs in here, but I'm waiting on parts, and, you know, I'm just like, I need a little push, basically.
Yeah. Yep. Typical. Yeah. Every business needs cash, man. And they all do at some point.
Yeah.
Even if you mostly just pay everything cash and don't really finance it, I'm sure, you know, maybe 1% of businesses never do it. But for the most part, you just have to. It's not something, you know, you want to do, so per se, but...
Right.
Necessary evil.
Right.
Alright, now once you give me this paperwork, you know, we should have some numbers for you by tomorrow if you can get it today. But okay. If I don't see anything by end of day tomorrow, I'll give you a ring. Or if you want a little bit more time, I can call you Monday.
Probably be end of day tomorrow.
Alright,
by the time I get it.
If I don't see anything, I'll give you a call this time on Monday.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
All right, so do you have any other questions before I let you go? You know, I've been talking
just what
a lot.
Your name is. I can't remember what your name was.
Peter. Pete.
Peter, that's it. Okay.
Perfect.
All right, Pete.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Sandra. It's good talking to you.
All right. You
good
too.
Good luck with all the kids.